Hey, you better wait up. I know you were not trying to start heading home before me. Some kind of studious person you are, trying to leave campus so early, even sooner than I am at that. Was today really that bad for you that you couldn't wait to get back? Or do you find it more interesting to go home and study for the rest of the day? Well, if it's nothing, then I guess you should have no problem walking with me again. Of course it's necessary. How else are you going to be entertained if not for me? You'd be all alone like you always are, and people are going to think you're like antisocial and be scared to talk to you. You don't want that, do you? Or do you enjoy not being able to make friends or have a social life? What would I be doing wrong? Do I have that bad of a reputation that people would be even more scared to talk with you if I'm around? I don't think my involvement would drive anyone away from you. It's not like I would do anything to them. Come on, it's not that bad. I'm just teasing you a little. What, can people not handle the way that I treat you? Would our dynamic make people so scared that I might do it to them? Because if anyone said that, then you can tell them that I wouldn't even bother. None of them would be as fun to mess with as you, so you don't need to pretend that I'm the problem when it comes to you being antisocial. No. You can probably blame it on the fact that you try walking home by yourself. You hang out in the library of all places to do work sometimes, and you always look so in your head about everything that people don't want to bother to know what you're thinking. Have you ever thought about that? Of course you haven't. Because you're so scared of social interaction that you don't know how to act in front of anyone, including me. Oh, yeah? Well, then go ahead. Start an actual conversation with me. Nice weather. Dude, it was just raining outside. How is the weather nice? All this humidity sucks ass. Well, I'm more grading your performance than falling for it as a conversation because that wouldn't get anyone to start talking. You should probably start with something else. Literally anything else. I thought you'd be smarter than this. Well, I would probably start it with a comment about the place we just came from. Probably talk about my opinion on something that happened earlier that could be relatable to someone else. Come on. You have to think a little more about these things instead of pointing out something right in front of you. Bring up something interesting, which means it can't be whatever goes on in your head. It's not that I'm worrying about your life. I just think it's a little pathetic to see how badly you function every day. I almost feel sad for you that you have to be this way instead of having a little fun. But I guess that's why you wouldn't really have any plans for the weekend, as always. Knowing you, you'd probably study or relax with some book or a bath or something weird like that. Couldn't you just do something with someone else and have a good time? Does your entire life revolve around your dorm, or do you actually have some friends I don't know about? Oh, really? You do have plans for this weekend? Doing what? Going on a date with your right hand? What? You? You could have picked anyone else and I would have believed you, but there is no way in hell you're doing anything with her. We just proved 5 seconds ago how antisocial and weird you are around people that you couldn't even start a conversation. And you want to tell me that you're going on a date with her? With how popular she is? I swear she always has a bunch of people surrounding her, like some posse that you can barely even get close to her, much less ask her out. so you should probably come up with a better lie than that. You... No, you did not. It doesn't matter if your all-time hero told you to ask her out. I know you couldn't do it, which means you definitely wouldn't listen to something I dared you to do. I only did because I knew that you wouldn't, and honestly, I wished I could see you try. So I know there's no way in hell that you... You did? How? Or when? Sorry, it just caught me a little off guard. I didn't think you'd actually do it. So are you two really going on a date over the weekend? Where? It's surprising she'd like going somewhere as chill as the cafe. Like, the one on campus or someplace else? Yeah, I guess you're right. It'd probably draw too much attention there because of all her friends. You wouldn't get a second of peace. But, how did you ask her out? What'd she say? Really? About you? I mean, I saw that first, but it's whatever, I guess. If that's what she finds attractive about you, then by all means, go ahead. It's just still surprising to me that you could even get close to her, much less ask her a question like that. Yes, it is actually, because I thought you'd end up embarrassing yourself from thinking about her, I don't know, like being pretty. I mean, you saw her for one day and it became the only thing on your mind the whole way home. Not that you cared enough about me to shut up about it. Because I could see it every time you brought her up and you did that annoying little smile you do whenever you look forward to something. It was kind of weird. It just bothered me, okay? We can stop talking about it, whatever. You asked her out, she said yes, and you're going to a cafe with her over the weekend. End of story. Can we move on now? Let's talk about something else. Why? You're so annoying all of a sudden, and I hate that goofy little smile on your face acting like you wanted something. Well, congratulations! You're going to be one of the popular kids now. Are you happy about that? Yes, I am. I'm actually pissed off. I was before, and I am now, because I don't like it when you talk about her. Can you just stop walking for a second and take me seriously right now? Because it shouldn't be that difficult to notice, but all of a sudden you want to act like you care about how I'm feeling. It's like you're so dense. And I hate that you are because you feel like you can talk about anyone and everyone like I'm not even standing right here. I know I tease you a lot, but I have my own feelings, especially when we walk back together all the time. Because I like you. Is that so hard for you to understand? Am I supposed to just have these feelings for you and then listen to you talk about going on a date with some other girl that you liked for like a couple of days? Do you expect me to be completely normal about this? I know I dared you to do it, but I didn't think you actually would. I just thought it would be something we could laugh about, or maybe it would start to get you out of your shell when you realize that a no isn't really that bad. I don't know. It was a dumb idea, I guess. And I get that now, so I probably shouldn't have told you to do it in the first place. Or maybe I should have, because at least now you'll be able to go out with someone you like. Yes, you are. You don't have to try to make me feel better. I get that you're going out with her later, and that's all there is to it. Don't keep me updated. Why? What? If you weren't actually going on a date with her, then why did you say that you were? How? No, you didn't. How would you know if I liked you? You are such an idiot. I should honestly hit you for that. Why would you mess with me by using her as an excuse? Okay, fine. I guess that's fair. Payback doesn't really come easy when I tease you as much as I do. Was I really that obvious when you talked about her before? I thought I was hiding it pretty well, but it was pretty hard, to be honest. Yeah, sure. Leave it up to the smarter one to be able to guess something like that. But fine, I'll admit it. Again. I do like you. Yes. And I'm sorry for teasing you as much as I did. If it ends with me getting hit back like this, then I guess I should do it less. You're a little more sneaky than I thought you'd be. You do? Wait, did you just wave this other girl in front of my face so I would say it first? Because that was not easy to get out. And now you just get a free pass to say it too without any kind of pain in your gut telling you not to? Oh, sure. I bet it was plenty painful to put your whole heart into saying that you like me too with that goofy look on your face. You are so full of it. You know that? Oh, ha ha. I know what I said. But you can be closed off and full of yourself at the same time. Apparently you can be a liar, too, that makes up stories to get people to tell you things. I'll believe it when I see it. I don't want to hear anything else about some made-up story anymore. Good. But, does that mean we're together now? Like, I can actually be your girlfriend? That's... Okay, don't make fun of me, but that makes me really excited to actually be your girlfriend. Oh, shut up! Don't act like you don't look as stupid as I do right now. I don't want to hear it from you. God, you're so annoying. Let's just go back to the dorms. I'd rather not stand here any longer than I have to talking about this. I'd rather talk about our business where people can't hear us.